You're listening to A Season to Remember, a retrospective of the 2013 Texas A&M University Commerce football regular season. I'm Mark Haslett. The Lions game at Tarleton State was a test of just how much of a comeback season the 2013 campaign would be. It was the fourth game in which the Lions faced a ranked opponent. Tarleton State was undefeated in Lone Star Conference action, with an eye toward the conference championship and perhaps a playoff berth. For the Lions, junior quarterback Harrison Stewart had emerged as a reliable replacement for the injured Tyreek Rollison. Wide receiver Vernon Johnson was setting fire to the school record book for wideouts, and in true Carthel style, an aggressive and often stifling defense had come through time and again for A&M Commerce. Junior defensive end Charles Tuau had shown the ability to dominate a series, and senior defensive end Tevin Moore had proven every bit as dangerous. The Lions had come a long way from the patched-together crew of freshmen and transfers and survivors that took the field against Sul Ross in September. Now, at Stephenville, in a sea of purple and black, as visitors at yet another homecoming game, the Lions would have a chance to show an old rival what this year's team could do.
Now a bit of a transition in the way the Lion receivers are set. Two switch sides. Four of them set out there. Stewart with time, going with a deep ball. Got Johnson at the 50. He's going to the house. 30, 25, touchdown Lions. Oh, let's just move them back and do it from 88 yards away.
If we've said it once, we've said it 1,000 times this year. Vernon Johnson is good at football. That guy was a good 5 yards behind the next player for that Tarleton defense, and the second that he burst through there, you knew that was a touchdown if Harrison Stewart put it on the numbers, and he did a great job of throwing it. He threw that ball about 50 yards in the air on a dime to Vernon Johnson, who went the rest of the way and showed that speed off. My goodness.
They didn't get close to bringing him down.
Vernon Johnson is just incredible.
Saul Martinez to tie the game with 14:48 remaining in the half. And why don't we just start this thing all over? 7-7, A&M Commerce has knotted things up.
The Lions trailed Tarleton 17-14 at halftime. The Texans added a field goal in the third quarter, and for the longest time, it seemed, the score stood at Tarleton State 20, A&M Commerce 14. The Lions got the ball midway through the fourth quarter, needing a touchdown. Twice, a Tarleton penalty kept the Lions' drive going, but when faced with a 4th-and-4 at the Texans' 41, the Lions chose to go for it.
Under 5 minutes to play, 20-14, Tarleton up, Texans trying to stop the Lions. Here's the throw, caught at the 30, first down, and Cooper takes it to the 22.
Wow, this place just got quiet. What a job. We talk about so much about K.J. Garrett and his ability to come up clutch as a true freshman. That's what Richard Cooper did. My goodness. The backfield at A&M Commerce for the next 4 years is going to be really fun. Those two guys are good.
Cooper got open right over the middle of the field. He had a first down on the catch.
A&M Commerce was threatening, but after a sack on 3rd-and-7, the Lions were looking at 4th-and-long, with time running short. Here's Charlie Chitwood and Brock Calloway on the call for KETR.
So how big can this one be? Seth Smith comes over to join Vernon Johnson, wide right. Stewart the snap. Not the big rush this time. Steps up, fires over the middle, caught at the 5. Touchdown, Lions! Hayden Marsh goes into the house, and A&M Commerce has tied it up with 3:06 to go.
Wow. I tell you what, Hayden Marsh just ran a post route up the middle, and we've mentioned quite a bit here, Harrison Stewart hitting receivers in stride. He threw that ball perfect. He had some coverage right behind Hayden, but he fit it in a dart right in between there, and here we are. Extra point puts the Lions up by 1 with 3:06 to go.
Here is Saul Martinez for the biggest PAT of the season. The kick, it's faked. Here goes 4 into the end zone. 2! 22-20. Lions are up by the deuce.
Well, that
I don't know if that was
that
planned.
Definitely was not a fake. That was another bad snap. And I tell you what, all the credit in the world to Marcus Ford for realizing I'm not going to be able to get this ball down fast enough.
Tarleton State answered with a desperation drive of its own, but stalled at the A&M Commerce 22. With time running out, a 39-yard field goal attempt for the win went wide, and the Lions were victors in Stephenville.
Harrison Stewart played a great game. He's the backup quarterback, came in Tyrick's absence and played really solid. We had a couple big plays that got called back to penalties, or I don't think it would have been as close as it was, but ended up pulling out a great, great win. Marcus Ford made a tremendous play as we scored there on fourth down late in the game to tie it up 20-20, and we mishandled the snap on an extra point, and he's headsy with the ball. We had a fake running out to the left, so he just ran it like we was running the fake. Everybody thought I was stupid for calling a fake field goal. All I had to do was kick it, and I had to tell him later that wasn't a bad call. That was just a great play by a good young man. So we were able to get that win. First time Commerce has won the President's Cup, the traveling trophy between the two schools, and this actually the first time in school history we've held both cups, the Chenault Cup between us and Texas A&I, and the President's Cup between us and Tarleton. So a great, great win is a big win. They were the conference champions. They were undefeated at the time. And for us to go over to their place on their homecoming and prove we could beat them, that shows, you know, what we're capable of doing here. And as a lot of us on this staff that came from WT laughed and joked, that was our last gift to the Buffaloes up there, because that win over Tarleton helped get WT into the playoffs to make their nice playoff run this year.
The victory put the Lions on the periphery of the regional playoff picture, but that didn't last long. The following week, A&M Commerce suffered a heartbreaking homecoming loss in front of a packed crowd at Memorial Stadium. Coach Carthel's old alma mater of Angelo State spoiled the day, during which the Lions' offense just could not convert on crucial downs. Despite having a bad game, A&M Commerce rallied to take a late lead, but ended up on the short end of a 25-20 score.
Well, that was probably one of the most disappointing games of the year, a game that we felt like we didn't have our guys prepared for like we needed to. Very windy day, and we knew throwing the ball, you know, that kind of limits you to two quarters. You better make something happen in those two quarters. And we came out early and scored and maybe, you know, got a little lax and thought it was going to be easy, and it sure wasn't. Angelo was ready to play. Coach Mike Walton, the defense coordinator there, had a great game plan, really. Brought some unique exotic blitzes against us and got us rattled a little bit, and we turned the ball over and weren't moving the ball. Defense really hung in there against a talented Angelo State offense. They've got a great quarterback that had thrown for over 2,000, rushed for 1,000, and we kept him hemmed up pretty well and ended up, you know, having some big plays there. Cameron Frosch, big senior, he ran a fake punt out of our own end zone to spark the comeback, and we came back and scored the next play, and scored a few drives later and took the lead and had the lead right there up until about 40 seconds to go in the game, and Angelo was able to put one final desperation drive together and got it in the end zone and was able to get out of here and beat us on our own homecoming.
The Lions split the last two games of the season. A&M Commerce took a road win over Division I Houston Baptist and lost at home to Lone Star Conference co-champion Eastern New Mexico. The Lions finished 7-4, but they weren't finished. A season that seemed to have ended on an anticlimactic note wasn't over at all. The Lions got a bowl game invitation. A&M Commerce will face Harding University in the inaugural Texarkana Bowl.
I think it's just the start. The first winning season since 2001, first postseason since 95, first bowl game since 1958. So a lot of firsts around here, broke over 20 school records. We're putting a brand of football on the field out on this turf with this big giant lion head logo. You know, the Commerce and ET alums and just this East Texas region are really proud of and getting people fired up again about Texas A&M Commerce and Lion football.
For KETR Sports, this is Mark Haslett.